Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all right, all right, baby. Welcome to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We're going to bring in my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, coming up next. 2025, it is officially here. What a 2024 we had. I mean, just unbelievable storylines. Spain win the Euros. Lamine Yamal announces himself to the world. Kylian Mbappe to Real Madrid, who, by the way, and I'm sure you'll hear about on the show, just cashed Nico's parlay that he had rocking and rolling. They were down 1-0, missed a penalty, got a red card, and then still came back to win 2-1 and cash the parlay. But nonetheless, Mbappe, he hasn't been that great for Madrid. Liverpool, the Jurgen Klopp era ends and the Arne Slot era begins in 2024. Did anyone expect them to be playing the way they are? Absolutely not. Top of the league, top of the Champions League table as well. There's a ton of drama in the club, however. Trent Alexander-Arnold linked to Real Madrid. He scores a goal against West Ham, which we'll get into. Does the little chat celebration, which we saw Jude Bellingham do at Dortmund when he was linked to Real Madrid. Look how that ended up. So I'm not so totally convinced that Trent is staying in Liverpool. And then we have Mo Salah, who, I mean, the term aging like fine wine could not possibly apply more to an individual. A statistic I saw prior to coming on air with you guys, Bukayo Saka has 15 goals and assists this season. Mohamed Salah had 14 goals and assists in the month of December. Take that into account. Saka, widely regarded by pretty much everybody except myself as, one of the best right wingers in the world. There's always been this debate, Salah or Saka. Put that to rest, man. Salah is one of, if not, in my opinion, I'm just going to say this now. He's the best right winger in Premier League history. He is, undoubtedly, unquestionably, and he's playing right now like the best player in the world. We're going to dive into that. We're going to recap week 19 in the Premier League. We're going to look ahead at week 20 as well. And then next week, we got a little gap week. So, I'm excited to go through everything. It's 2025, baby. We're going to be rocking and rolling here on First Touch and cannot wait to have you with us. Up next, we're going to dive into everything with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information, such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. For those who don't already, please go and give us a follow on Instagram. It means the world. We've been posting some content, not just from us here on First Touch, but from everybody at the network, and it has been an absolute ball. Welcome to 2025. Let's bring him in here, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are we doing, my man?
What is happening?
Happy New Year, huh?
Happy New Year to everybody all around the globe, and especially the United States of America. Amazing stuff happened in 2024, and I honestly cannot wait to see the action coming in 2025. It's going to be a huge year, I feel it.
Let's before we get into the Week 19 recap, let's just talk 2024 real quick. What was, for you, what stood out the most in the world of soccer in 2024? What was your favorite storyline? You know, I'm curious on your take about this. I did a lot of thinking on it on the weekend.
By far my favorite moment and the thing that stood out to me the most, just like you said, is Lamine Yamal and Spain putting on an absolute clinical display of soccer and literally catching everybody off guard, because let me tell you, nobody saw Spain winning that cup.
Yep.
All the experienced players went there, the superstars, Mbappe, this, that, and the other, Jude Bellingham, and Spain absolutely dominating that tournament from A to Z, barely letting in any goals and demolishing everybody. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, to get specific on Spain's run, the Lamine Yamal goal against France, that curler in and out, sent Rabiot for a hot dog, and then bangs it off the post and in, was a wow moment for me, because I was impressed by him throughout that tournament, but that was something special. And he's continued that throughout this La Liga campaign for Barcelona. They've been running rampant pretty much against everybody. They stalled a little bit over the last couple weeks, but they've looked just unbelievable. The second best team, in my opinion, in Europe behind Liverpool right now.
He did that at 17 years old.
I know, it's just insane.
And when I was coming on during the summer and doing segments with Marty on the radio, I was just saying constantly, imagine a kid coming up at 17 years of age and absolutely demolishing NBA players, NFL players, you name it. At 17 years old, that's unheard of.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. It would be like, you know, a 16-year-old coming up in the World Series and hitting a walk-off home run. It would probably be against the Yankees, but that's neither here nor there. For me, you know, my favorite thing about 2024, well, I'll give you two. I think what's most interesting for me is obviously Ten Hag gets sacked. We bring in Amorim, and, you know, here we are. Everybody's all over social media about Manchester United being in a relegation battle. I'm not having that. Like, let's be realistic. I get it's not good right now. We're going to get some reinforcements in January. Like, we're not getting relegated. Come on. It's not possible.
You're not.
No, it's not possible. There seems like Ipswich and Southampton. Let's not forget that Everton, that, you know, there's three people go down. We're not going to be one of the three worst. I can absolutely guarantee you that now. But also the downfall of Manchester City. I'm not going to call it a downfall, but the regression from losing Rodri to going one win in 12 games. They got a win this week. They should get another one on the weekend, which we'll go through. But very interesting stuff. I'm very curious because this is usually that time of year where Manchester City turn it on. And it's looking like they're going to get two in a row right now. But let's see. Let's see. Let's get into this now, though. Week 19 recap. We spoke about these games last Friday. I'll just run you guys through them in case you forgot. Brighton 0, Brentford 0, and Arsenal 1, Ipswich 1. Those were the Friday slate of last week, which we covered on last week's show as well. But to dive into the Sunday slate of Week 19, we just referenced it here and now. Manchester City beat Leicester 2-0, minus 300 moneyline cashes, under 3.5, minus 116. Savinho gets his first Premier League goal 21 minutes in. Haaland seals it in the 74th, City in 6th, Leicester City in 19th. I'm going to bring this up, Nico, because the Premier League right now is a 97% chance of securing a fifth spot in the Champions League due to the performance of the league as a whole. So Man City are more than in the race for a Champions League spot, and I still think there's some teams above them that can 100% dwindle off. Is this a turning point, or is this just like, you know, it's just Leicester and you can't really put too much into this?
It's just Leicester, and you can't put much thought into this game. I mean, Leicester City has been playing well in the Van Nistelrooy era, but this is a game that they absolutely had to win. They won it. It wasn't an impressive win. The most impressive part about this game for me is that they didn't concede any goals, because I can't remember the last time that City had a clean sheet. So props to them, but I would love to see them ending 10th at the end of the season.
City in 10th, man, that would...
I would love that.
That would make my entire year, especially because United will probably be finishing in 12th or 13th. Anyways, all right, Crystal Palace 2, Southampton 1. Palace minus 170, moneyline cashes, over 2.5, minus 138. Chabala opens it up 3 minutes in. Southampton level through Dibbling, who, from what I'm hearing, is a very promising young prospect, for those who don't know, outside back, I believe, or wing back, that type of player, who apparently Manchester United are linked with, although we're always linked with everybody. But I digress. Eze scores the winner 52 minutes in. Palace in 15th, Southampton in 20th. We said it last week. Palace have kind of, you know, turned it around a little bit. They're getting some wins. They're getting some results. They're figuring out how to put two goals in, which is good for them. And Southampton are still Southampton, it seems like. So,
They're so bad.
There's nothing really in this game for me. I think we both expected this. Really. We both loved Palace money line last week. Thought it was free, and it turned out to be free. Another one that me and you were all over, and we said we have no idea why this line is this way, but this seems like it, you know, it just has to be free money. Everton 0, Nottingham Forest 2, Forest plus 182 money line, under 2.5, minus 154. Chris Wood and Gibbs White, the goal scorers, Forest in 3rd, Everton in 16th, as I get a coffee delivery from my beautiful girlfriend.
Thank you, Nico. Beautiful girlfriend. Listen, you know what's the crazy thing about this game? I love their money line at plus 180. Just go back, if you haven't watched, just go back and watch both goals that Nottingham Forest scored. I mean, if Real Madrid was scoring those goals or Manchester United, they would be playing just before the news on national television. Volleys, header passes into the box, chipping the keeper. This team is playing with crazy confidence. Elanga is having the time of his life. Gibbs White is literally like sliding through people.
They remind me so much of that 2015-16 Leicester team. They really do. Am I saying they're going to go win the league? I don't think they have that in them. And I just think that Liverpool and, you know, Chelsea and Arsenal are just, you know, a step above. And we're not getting that vibe that, you know, Leicester seemed invincible in that season. It seemed like no matter what, they couldn't lose. I don't get that feel for Forest, but I think that Champions League is 100% on the table for Nottingham Forest the way they're playing.
Absolutely, man.
They are flying, and that's half the battle. I mean, they made it halfway through the season, and they're sitting in third. So
They're being massively underestimated. And I saw that both on the bookie side over the weekend and also how Everton played. Everton came in, like, all relaxed and like, oh, we're playing at home. Listen,
You guys are on the bottom. You're playing a team that's second in the league. Where do you get this confidence from? Forest is playing freely on the field. They have Milenkovic-Savic and a beast of a keeper, Matty Celtz, that they signed last January from the French league. And they are absolutely back solid.
Yeah.
They are solid.
They're really good, man. I've been very, very impressed. It was not something that I saw coming at all.
Six wins in a row.
Here they are in third. Six wins in a row. That's crazy. When you think about how, I mean, to be honest, this is a year where the Premier League, like, there is strength from 10 to 1. There is. And speaking of, we're going to get into teams who are in seventh and eighth right now, which is just crazy to me. Fulham 2, Bournemouth 2, the draw plus 260. I'm pretty sure I said I liked the draw in this game last week if we roll the tape back. Over 2.5 hits. Very back and forth game. Jimenez opened it up, made it 1-0. Evan Nilsson made it 1-1, 51 minutes in. Fulham got back on top through Wilson in the 72nd. Bournemouth leveled it up in the 89th, which just seems to be a thing that they do. They score goals late on. Bournemouth in 7th, Fulham in 8th. Robinson, the left back for Fulham, is tied for the most assists in the league, I believe, at least for defenders. And, you know, he's going to be representing the United States in the 2026 World Cup. Real quick, Nico Robinson, unbelievable season. This kid, I don't know if you're feeling this as well. He's getting a move somewhere big. I wouldn't be surprised to see a Liverpool go after him to replace Robertson, who's getting older and is starting to make more mistakes. He's quick. He's confident. He can pass well. He's a great player. No doubt.
If you find a wing back that can have the confidence to attack in the Premier League, you got to sign him. And it's not that easy, guys. Like, it's easy to play defense, run really fast, and learn how to defend. But being able to be offensively articulated and be able to make really good crosses and serve assists is not that easy in the Premier League. And, man, Fulham will have an amazing season if they clean up their defense. They're letting in way too many goals.
They're so good going forward and so porous at times defensively. And it's a problem. But, again, any Fulham fan, if you told them going into 2025, you guys would be sitting eighth, playing attacking football. It's entertaining to watch. You're not just sitting back and winning these games 1-0. You're going at teams and you're getting, you know, I'm not going to call this like a result. If it's a 2-2 draw at home when you were up 2-1 in the 89th minute. You know, ultimately, Fulham fans will probably be disappointed, which I think says a lot about the state of Fulham. You know, because if you look back a couple years, you know, I'm pretty sure Fulham were in the championship a couple years back. You know, a 2-2 draw at home against a team that is ahead of you in the league in seventh. So a top 10 tie, the top seven side, you know, not a bad result for them at all. But all right, up next, we're going to get into a game that I've been waiting to talk about, Tottenham and Wolves. We'll go through the rest of the Sunday slate, get into the midweek games as well before we preview week 20 here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back. Don't move.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? okay? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to First Touch, Jeremy Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Shout out to everyone on the team. They've been putting out some really great content on our Instagram at Sports Overnight America for the college football playoff, which we'll be discussing in the next hour with myself and Marty Terrell. But nonetheless, let's bring it back. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Tottenham 2, Wolves 2, Nico. The draw plus 380, over 3.5, minus 123. We really felt, both of us, that Tottenham were going to get a result after getting battered by Liverpool at home. It took just 7 minutes for Hwang to open it up for Wolves to make it 1-0. Son then missed a penalty in the 43rd. And I don't know if you saw, they're actually teammates for South Korea. Hwang was, you know, signaling to Jose Sa, the goalkeeper, he's going to go to your right, he's going to go to your right, Son's left. He goes that way, gets saved. It didn't take long, however, you know, just a couple minutes later, Bentancur scored to level it up. And then coming out of halftime, Brennan Johnson scored to make it 2-1. And 87 minutes in, Larsson, a beautiful, beautiful goal, roofs it and ties it up to 2-2. Spurs in 11th, Wolves in 17th. Where do Tottenham go from here? Because it seems like...
To the bin.
Postlecoglou... He's trying to stick to this system, and it's very different, you know, because I was thinking to myself about this. Amorim is in a very similar predicament right now. Like, United aren't getting results, Tottenham aren't getting results. Both managers are kind of saying, like, this is my system, I'm going to play this way. Amorim's been here for 4 weeks. This is Postlecoglou, he's been here for 2.5 seasons now. And things aren't getting better. Yet, you know, this is now what, going to be coming up in January, his third transfer window in charge, and there's no spark. They made a big move. You can't say as a Tottenham fan that we didn't do anything in the transfer market. You broke your club's transfer record by signing Solanke, who had 20 Premier League goals just last season for Bournemouth. So I don't want to hear that. That's not an excuse. Where does Tottenham go from here? And look, Wolves just beat United. You know, they're playing well. They attack. But, you know, this is a game as a Tottenham fan that you have to be wildly disappointed in. I'm happy about it because I'd almost guarantee now, I might double down on the bet. There's no chance they're finishing top four. I already, for those who don't know, made a bet with Nico, I believe when the season started, that if Tottenham finished top four, I would tattoo their logo on my body and give him my car. That's how confident I am in this club not succeeding. And they're just proving it more and more and more week after week after week. Nico, in your opinion, where does Tottenham go from here? Is it time to call it quits on Postlecoglou and bring someone else in? Or are the issues just more deeply rooted than that?
Tottenham and Manchester United are very similar. Huge similarities here.
Outside of trophies,
but everything else is looking at them and expecting them to do good and then always find a way to fumble. Tottenham, their biggest issue, like, I know they broke the club record and they signed Solanke, which is a great player, but their issues are mainly defensive. I mean, it's like watching Liverpool in the pre-Van Dijk era when Klopp was being very persistent about not signing a
center
back.
Why is that? Because they have they have Pedro Porro, they have Van der Ven, they have Romero, they have Vicario, who didn't play in this game, I will give you that. But, like, they have, from my opinion, like, I think that on paper their defenders are better than the defenders at Manchester United. But it seems like, for me, the issue isn't that their defenders aren't talented. It's the system that they're playing in. Like, at some point, Postecoglou has to understand, know that playing a high line is not going to work with what you have in the midfield and what you have out wide. No?
If anyone thinks that a defensive standpoint in a soccer team just depends on the four guys in the back, you're just wrong. Like,
that's
you're
fair.
Playing 11 versus 11. You have guys overlapping and overloading the box constantly. And even a team like Wolves, I mean, they have so much talent up front. They are like a bottom three team, but at the same time, they can come up top and score goals. They do it. They beat Fulham 4-1. They beat Manchester United. They can score goals and they prove it. The problem is, Tim switch off. There's no excuses at home. You go up 2-1 and you let a goal late in. That is small team mentality, and Tottenham just has that. When they're going to fix it and how they're going to fix it, I don't know. But I don't think that a team that had Mourinho, a team that had Nuno Espirito Santos, which now led Nottingham Forest to be second in the league, you cannot always blame it to somebody else.
Yeah,
you just can't.
I feel that. I feel that. West Ham 0, Liverpool 5, a battering. As we predicted, Liverpool minus 250, over 3.5, plus 101, free. Diaz opened it up. Gakpo made it 2-0. This, I mean, for those who didn't watch it, go look up the second goal for Liverpool. Mohamed Salah, I mean, he invented a move here, a double nutmeg. Gakpo puts it in. Salah then adds a goal of his own. I think this is his 8th time this season scoring and assisting in a game. The previous Premier League record for an entire season was 7, and we are halfway through the season. He is playing at a different level. Trent Alexander-Arnold also scored in Jota. Also, another just a worldly clip. I posted on my Instagram story at It's Ty Levine. Trent Alexander-Arnold had an outside-the-foot pass in this game that belongs in a museum. It was unbelievable. He is deserving of every FIFA passing rating that he has. This was one of the best outside-the-foot passes I've ever seen. But there's really nothing in this game. Liverpool in first, West Ham in 13th. We expected this. Let's slide into the midweek games. Aston Villa 2, Brighton 2, draw plus 285, cashes over 2.5, minus 175. Brighton made it 1-0. Watkins leveled 36 minutes in from the penalty spot. Rodgers made it 2-1 after halftime. Then Lamptey leveled it in the 81st minute. Villa 9th, Brighton 10th. Not much there. That we just got too much to talk about here. Something that history was made. History was made. Ipswich 2, Chelsea 0. Ipswich plus 575, under 3.5, minus 141. How cool was it to see the home fans seeing a Premier League win for the first time in 22 years as Delap scores and Hutchinson scores? The Delap penalty for me was soft. I didn't like it, but it was called. It was confirmed by VAR. It is what it is. Even if you take that away, they would have won 1-0. Chelsea didn't score. Didn't matter. So it was just the scenes were unbelievable. Ipswich in 18th, Chelsea in 4th. Nico, just talk about this real quick.
Chelsea disappointed me. They ruined my parlay. I had two tickets. One was Chelsea money line, and the other one was the over 3.5. I cannot believe they went goalless in this game. That is absolutely mad to me. Maresca tried to make some subs and try to switch things up, but then Ipswich, man, they were like 11 guys behind the ball. And after they got that second goal in the second half early on, they literally could have put the coach underneath the freaking goal to not let in another one. And they succeeded. Cool stuff. Ruined my parlay.
Manchester United 0, Newcastle 2. Newcastle plus 150, under 2.5, plus 126. Isak scored like 11 seconds into the game. Not actually. It was in the third minute. Felt like 11 seconds. Drew Ellington scored a goal as well. Pretty similar goals. Both headers off of just pathetic defending. I mean, pathetic. I was so aggravated that I went and found a picture of a traffic cone and threw it on my Instagram story and tagged Lisandro Martinez and said, get out of the club. Because it's that embarrassing at this point. I've never felt this way. This game was probably the lowest I felt as a Manchester United fan in a very long time. Xerxes getting subbed off 30 minutes in. He walked straight down the tunnel after getting booed off by fans. I understand he's a young kid. He made this move. You get subbed off. There's a lot of emotions. If that happened under Sir Alex Ferguson, he is gone immediately. He would never touch the field again. He would be sold in January for pennies, given away for free, doesn't matter. And in the second half, it was a completely different game. Manchester United established some element of control, and do you know what it was? It was, we brought on Kobbie Mainoo, we took off Eriksen, we took off Xerxes, guys that aren't good, guys that shouldn't be playing. Casemiro was abysmal. He should have scored, 100% should have scored the ball that was played in by Kobbie Mainoo. Pathetic attempt. He had another one that landed on the moon. It was ugly. It was just pathetic. And, you know, we play Liverpool this weekend. So barring a natural disaster or divine intervention, we're about to get smoked because I don't even think we've scored a goal at Anfield since 2016, which is the last time that we beat them. And Liverpool are playing out of their minds. And for some reason, well, not for some reason, it's their biggest rival. When they play Manchester United, they just destroy us. I would bet my life on a Mohamed Salah goal on Sunday. Nico, we have 30 seconds real quick. Your reaction on the Newcastle versus Manchester United game.
Abysmal. I'm going to talk about it when we come off the break, but watching United and trying to have hope that they'll succeed is watching the Titanic movie and hoping that the captain is going to avoid the iceberg. That team will find a way to bottle it every single week in and out. It's a mentality thing. It's a board thing. It's a players thing. Blaming inner Xerxes is not normal, man.
I'm not necessarily excited to hear these thoughts just because it's going to, hurt me personally, but I know the people want to hear them. We're coming up next here on First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beefsauce. We'll be right back to get into the Week 20 preview and wrap up the Week 19 recap here on Don't Move.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Internet America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. All right, Nico, let's wrap up this Manchester United-Newcastle game. I know you had some thoughts that you wanted to share. I'm not so sure I want to hear them. I think they're going to just be very, very painful to hear, although I think we're on the same page because, you know, we obviously text while all these games are going on. And I just pretty much every week I'm just texting you how depressed and disappointed I am in the performance of what I'm watching unfold in front of me. So let's hear it. What do you got on this Newcastle United game, man?
Listen, picture a world where you're playing with three center backs and you allow two free headers in the box. I mean, these guys are kidding. They're joking. It was never Ten Hag's fault. I'm coming on here saying as Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA, they can fire me if they want, but Ten Hag was never at fault.
Yes, he was, because he brought these guys in. He brought these guys in.
Yeah, you don't need any coach to tell you you need to mark the center forward inside the box. Okay, Ten Hag left. What changed? It's absolutely the same behavior. Everybody's like, oh, you get him. Oh, you get him. And then all of a sudden, Isak, their best player, is by himself in the box heading it in.
What this is exposing, though, is that these are not quality players. Martinez has to go. He has to. He's, what, 5'8" playing center back and not marking? I mean, the Joelinton one would just simply showcased that he was bigger and stronger. At least he tried. On the Isak header, he was legitimately wide open. He didn't track him at all. You see De Ligt and Maguire shift over to cover the near post as they're supposed to, and as a defensive line, you move and shift together. Martinez, again, this is not the first time I've seen this. This has happened, it seems like, for 3 to 4 weeks in a row. Martinez is standing there, ball watching, not covering, and getting beat near side to the goal, where that cannot be happening. I would rather him run and throw an elbow into Isak's head trying to get the ball than just have him standing there unmarked.
Let me ask you this. Take Martinez out of the equation and put whoever you want. Does Manchester United's defensive approach change?
I don't think it's the approach that is the issue. I think it's the execution. The approach is there. Amorim has said it. This is his system, and he's going to play it, and he's going to see who can play in his system. It's not his tactics. I really don't think it's his tactics at all. I think he's a great coach. I mean, look at what he did with Sporting. He's playing the exact same style of football. They beat Manchester City 4-1. Like, it's not. It is. There's a couple things here. It's the fact that our wing backs right now are our natural outside backs. They don't think like a wing back. There was multiple occasions throughout that game. Jamie Carragher did a great analysis of Diego Dalot, who I don't think is a bad player at all. I just don't think that he belongs here anymore because of the system, where Colby Mainoo picks up the ball, and Dalot should be in a full sprint down the wing. Two passes get made. It's at the feet of Xerxes, I believe. And rather than having an option wide where he can play him in and he has the entire length of the pitch to himself wide open in space, Dalot is 30 yards back, and it messes up the entire flow of the play. The entire transition is ruined because of that, and that is because, and it's a double-edged sword. If we play wingers in those positions right now, natural wingers, they're going to be too focused on going forward and not as focused on getting back. And that's why, for me, number one priority in January is to bring in two wingbacks. It is absolutely essential to making sure that we can solidify this defense. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we just extended Harry Maguire for a year. We took the option on his contract. So I don't know, man. But we got to move on. There's too much to get to. Brentford 1, Arsenal 3. Arsenal -200. Cashes over 3.5 plus 125. And Weibo made it 1-0. Then Jesus, Mourinho, Martinelli put it to rest. Arsenal 2nd. Brentford 12th. Not much there for me. Let's get into week 20. We got some really good games on the slate, starting with Tottenham home versus Newcastle. Newcastle -105 favorite. Draw plus 310. Tottenham plus 230. Over 3.5 -125, under 3.5 -104. I love Newcastle or draw here. I can't see a world where Tottenham are winning this game. I can't.
The over is so nice here. I don't like betting over 3.5 because I feel like 4 goals is so many. But seeing how Tottenham defended versus Wolves and seeing them the entire season, I cannot see this game having less than 4 goals, man. I just can't.
I like the over as well. Tottenham have been very prone to conceding, and Newcastle are playing at a different level right now. Bournemouth home versus Everton. This line makes no sense. We both agree. We've been speaking about it for like 3 days now. Bournemouth minus 138 at home. Draw plus 280. Everton plus 380. Over 2.5 minus 115. Under 2.5 minus 111. Give me Bournemouth money line all day. I don't care if it's a sketchy line. They're a better team than Everton. They're home. They play well at home.
I like Bournemouth money line here, and I would also dabble with the over 2.5 because I feel like, you know, Everton at some point is going to have to realize that they have to score goals to get points.
Yeah, they're gonna have to try and score, and they're gonna get taken advantage of, I think, on the break.
Yeah,
I like Semenyo to score in this one. I feel like I haven't seen him on the score sheet for a little bit. He was suspended for a couple games, and I think he's gonna bag one in this game. Villa home versus Leicester. Villa minus 300, draw plus 450, Leicester plus 775, over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 145. I think I like the over 3.5 here because Villa are prone to conceding. Leicester are not like Everton, and they will play forward and actually try and score, and I think that they're definitely capable of scoring one. And I think Duran is able to play in this game. I'm not sure. Regardless, though, I mean, I don't see a world where Villa don't win this game at home. I'm sure that you agree with that, no?
Yeah, Villa first half win is where I see the value, minus 135. They're up at halftime, you win your bet. It's a good value bet.
Crystal Palace, home versus Chelsea. Chelsea minus 109, draw plus 280, Palace plus 260, over 2.5 minus 175, under 2.5 plus 137. Chelsea have kind of hit a little bit of a skid. It seemed like when everyone started discussing, are they in the title race? They haven't won a game since. A couple draws, a loss, to Fulham mixed in there, I believe it was. Listen, you know, this is a big game for Chelsea, especially for, you know, top four implications. I don't think that they have a chance to win the league anymore. I just, you know, they've shown too much regression. However, Crystal Palace have been playing well. They're not an easy team to beat at home. They tend to play well defensively at home as well. I think it makes sense that the line is only 2.5 here. And I also think that it makes sense that Chelsea is a favorite, but a short favorite, because this one seems like a game that could end up as a draw. But I am going to rock with Chelsea to right the ship and get a win here.
Having watched Chelsea at Ipswich struggle scoring a goal so much, I would take over 2.5. I would take over 1.5 team goals for Chelsea, and I would even dabble with the money line. I really feel like they need to have a game where they prove they belong because they've had some really, really bad games back to back.
Yeah, I think that loss to Ipswich is going to sting, and I think that they're going to come out firing here. Manchester City home versus West Ham. Are we going to see Manchester City win two games in a row for what feels like the first time in forever? That they have to. They're a minus 323 money line, draw plus 500, West Ham plus 700, over 3.5, minus 120, under 3.5, minus 104. The real question is, are we going to see another clean sheet from City? Because that's ultimately for me going to decide whether this goes over or under. If they keep a clean sheet, it goes under because they haven't been scoring a lot of goals. They lack, you know, creativity in the midfield. They're really missing Rodri playing those key passes in and really opening up Foden. I don't know. I like under 3.5 here. I'm obviously not going to touch the money line. There's no value on it.
You know, West Ham has conceded 10 goals between playing Arsenal and Liverpool. If Manchester City doesn't score 3 goals in this game, there's something wrong with them.
Well, there is something wrong with them.
I mean, straight up.
We already know that, and that's the question. Are they going to turn it around or not? I'm betting that they're not, but I think they're going to win this game.
They want to win this game, though, yeah.
This is a game that in past years they'd win 5-0. I think that they can score 3 goals. I'm feeling more of like a 2-0 or 2-1 win, but okay. We'll see. Southampton home versus Brentford. Brentford plus 125. Weird. Very low. Draw plus 250, Southampton plus 210, over 2.5 minus 159, under 2.5 plus 123. Look, I know Brentford are bad on the road, but there's not a chance in hell that I'm taking anything other than Brentford money line in this spot. They are a way better team than Southampton. They are going to press forward. If they just finish their chances, this goes well over 2.5, and the Brentford money line is an easy hit.
Over 2.5 on minus 155 is a really good spot, and I'm definitely taking Brentford to win this game because, you know, losing to Arsenal at home 3-1, they're going to have some to prove in this game.
This is an interesting one. Brighton home versus Arsenal. Arsenal are only minus 110. The draw is plus 265. Brighton are plus 310. Over 2.5, minus 137. Under 2.5, plus 105. This might sound crazy. I think I'm going to take the draw here. I feel like this line is weird. And Brighton are not playing particularly well since, you know, comparatively speaking to their form at the beginning of the season where, you know, they were flying. But they have talented players. They are playing at home. Arsenal are missing Saka, which, you know, is a big deal for them. He, you know, is one of their leading assisters and goal, you know, goal contributors to begin with. And I don't know. This is like, for me, is a, you know, a little half unit play on the draw. I don't love Arsenal to beat Brighton. Do I expect them to? Yes. Am I certain that that's going to happen? No. Where do you lie with this one? Because this is a big game for Arsenal and their title hopes.
I think it's insane that the over 2.5 is set at minus 135 in this game. I'm definitely going to bet the over 2.5 in this game. I'm making it known. Do I think Brighton has a chance to win this game? Absolutely. Because Arsenal was able to overcome their adversity with Saka missing against Brentford. But Brighton is a completely different animal.
Sunday slate. Oh, man, this Sunday. We'll start with Fulham home versus Ipswich. Fulham minus 172. And for those who aren't sure why, I just heaved a sigh and seemed like that just reading the word Sunday slate stressed me out. You'll find out why after this one. Fulham home versus Ipswich. Fulham minus 172. Draw plus 320. Ipswich plus 450. Over 2.5, minus 138. Under 2.5, plus 110. Look. Ipswich. Are they going to do the double? Back-to-back wins? I mean, that has to be the, you know, I don't think so, though. It's a great storyline. I'm happy to see that they won last week. There's no way. Fulham win this game, and it goes over 2.5, minus 138.
Yes, absolutely. Fulham money line all the way.
All right. Here we go. Liverpool home at Anfield versus Manchester United. Liverpool minus 333. That is disrespectful. There should be minus at least 5,000. Draw plus 500. Manchester United plus 800. Over 3.5, plus 105. Under 3.5, minus 133. The last time Manchester United beat Liverpool at Anfield was 2016. Nico, I'm going to look up now when the last time we scored at Anfield was while you give your prediction on this game.
I think 2022, last time United scored in Anfield. But listen, this is about to get ugly. If Liverpool... Pay attention to what Nico is saying. If Liverpool scores in the first 15 minutes of this game, we are about to see an absolute demolition. I am keeping a thought in my head that United can show up to this game, play defense for 90 minutes and have an amazing game, maybe score a goal, turn things around, mess with Liverpool's confidence. But let me tell you, man, Liverpool is the best team in the world right now, and they're proving it, not just by winning games, but with their mentality of just constantly attacking. Even if they go on down 2-0, they don't care. They're like, okay, we're going to create 20.
Liverpool like to embarrass. They like to embarrass us. They could go up 3-0. They won't make subs. They're going to go for 5, 6, 7. The last time that Manchester United scored a goal at Anfield was under Jose Mourinho. The 16th of December in 2018, where we lost 3-1 and Jose Mourinho was sacked the next day. So Anfield is, in my opinion, the most difficult place to play. You know, Old Trafford and Anfield are neck and neck for me. For Manchester United, this is a very difficult spot to be in right now, given what's happened over the last couple weeks. It was a very tough run of games in December. This, I believe, is the end of this like tough stretch that we have where we can kind of take a breath and play some bad teams and hopefully stack some wins. But, man, do I expect this one to be bad. Whatever the line is on Salah to score a goal, he's 100% scoring. He scores almost every year at home against Manchester United. Luis Diaz, whatever that line is for him to score a goal, take it. He killed us earlier in the season. Go ahead.
Listen, Mohamed Salah and Liverpool to win. Mohamed Salah to score a goal anytime and Liverpool to win is plus 150.
I mean, if you have the ability to take out a second mortgage on your house, I encourage you to do so, to take that. let's get to the Monday game real quick. Wolves home versus Forest. Nottingham Forest plus 130, draw plus 220, Wolves plus 230, over 2.5 minus 105, under 2.5 minus 135. Tough spot for Forest. I think that they can get it done. I'm not done riding this Nottingham Forest train yet. I think I'm taking their money line in the spot, although Wolves have been playing well, feeling good, and can play attacking football and score goals. I love the over 2.5 at minus 105, however. What about you, Nico, real quick?
Same, over 2.5.
All right, up next, the first touch parlay in our two-minute drill. Don't move. Our host, first touch rolls on. Coming up next.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to First Touch. Time for my favorite part of the show, the First Touch Parlay. Quick announcement as well. Manchester United are, as of right now, undefeated in 2025. Unbelievable stat. Best team in the world. You cannot stop them this year, probably until Sunday. All right, Southampton-Brentford, over 2.5. Brighton Arsenal over 2.5, Fulham money line versus Ipswich, and the Wolves Forest over 2.5 parlayed a 1-2-3-4 teamer. $100 pays $937. I'm loving it this week. I'm feeling it. We're bound to hit one. Of course, as always, please be responsible. This is not financial advice. We don't know anything. This is just what we are taking. The host of First Touch, Tyler Bean, and Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, I've been seeing as well. Manchester United might make a move for Gyökeres. In January, it would be absolutely unbelievable to bring someone.
He should play center back.
To yeah.
Clear some balls.
Look, you know, I'd be down to just sign people. Look, I'd rather score 3 goals a game and lose, but it is what it is. You know, let's see. All right, next week, 5 o'clock Eastern. We will be back. Up next, it's Sports Weekend on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. I will be co-hosting with Marty Terrell. We're bringing on Mike Griffith, college football playoff talk, and NFL Sunday Week 18. Don't move. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always, and I will be with you for the next hour. We'll see you next week on First Touch.